With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is defending his decision to send another 2,000 National Guard troops along with 700 Marines to Los Angeles after the protests turned into rioting. And the president disagrees with California Governor Newsom's claim that the president wants a civil war on the streets of America.
I don't want a civil war. Civil war would happen if you left it. If you left it to people like him, and I liked him, you know, I always got along with him. Never had a problem with him, but he's grossly incompetent.
With scenes of civil unrest in Los Angeles and elsewhere dominating TV newscasts this week, a new movie in theaters tonight and tomorrow night only offers a timely reminder of how America's founding fathers realized freedom as a fragile concept. In his film, The American Miracle, director Tim Mahoney traces how the hand of God has been present in our nation from the days of George Washington right up to the administration of President Donald Trump. And despite wars, assassination attempts, and even occasional riots in our streets, Mahoney says America continues to flourish.
And I think that's what civics is about. We have to live in a civil society, and we've gotten away from that. And what I'm grateful for is that I think a number of scholars and famous people have seen that this film does a really, really good job of telling an important story where our freedoms come from. They don't come from government. They're actually given by God, and government just recognizes that.
The American Miracle, featuring performances by actors Kevin Sorbo and Richard Dreyfuss, among others, is based on a history book authored by talk show host Michael Medved. Information on theaters and tickets for the final two nights can be found at AmericanMiracleMovie.com. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 5 points, the Nasdaq down 1 point. This is SRN News. Some PCUSA pastors are concerned.
The leadership of the Presbyterian Church USA has passed a new measure that will require seminary students to toe the line on the denomination's approval of same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Up to now, conservative clergymen have had some leeway to act in accordance with their personal beliefs, especially when it comes to actually officiating a gay wedding. Those conservatives are now worried the new rule is the beginning of a purge in the PCUSA. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Southern Baptist Convention holding its annual meeting in Dallas this week at a time when America's largest Protestant denomination sees its political influence growing. A Southern Baptist, Mike Johnson, is Speaker of the House of Representatives and third in line to the presidency. Pro-life legislation is spreading across the country, and many states are beginning to reject the most extreme aspects of the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is laser-focused on China-U.S. trade talks in London, discussions that could have a big impact on the global economy. Markets are waiting to hear what comes of the talks between the world's two biggest economies. Designer brands fell nearly 14% pre-market after the company behind DSW retail shoe outlets posted a much wider loss than analysts were expecting and pulled its guidance. CEO Doug Howe blames the company's slow start to the year on an unpredictable macro environment and deteriorating consumer sentiment. McDonald's dipped 1.4% after its stock was downgraded by Morgan Stanley, which cited structural pressures on the fast food sector, most notably cash-strapped lower-income consumers. Tesla shares are on the rise, a day after it recovered a decent chunk of its sharp recent decline. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.